I talked to the coach yesterday, Brother Johnny. He's in Chicago. I can't reach him.
How are you? he travels around so much, you just never know.
I don't know. I know he works. Anyway, still work out early in the morning, I think, in Chicago. The guy just goes and goes. Could we keep a schedule like that, do you think?
I need to work out. I've been thinking about that since I came down south in 78. But I'm good. I'm good. My physical came out real well.
Yeah?
Well, it was my the physical I had senior year football, Illinois. But I still feel
That's not a very good example. You're supposed to be getting physicals and checking yourself out all the time.
Right. And I'm on the way. I need to do that. We keep running and I do a little bit more. I'm beating.
Well, how's your hand? Remember you broke your hand in church basketball. Is that coming along?
Yeah, it's good. I think it's really about this. It was pretty severe as far as
Well, you never did go to the doctor. You went to Walgreens, right? You got an ace bandage.
And I was gonna go though to the doctor if I thought it was doing something that was like weird. But it seemed fine to me, Steve, and came through. I was watching it for like discolorations, the things the doctor would have done. I also believe he wouldn't have done anything but say, well, keep that brace on until it feels like you can use it. So that's what I did.
Yep. Well, you and Mike Ditka both punched the wall after a basketball game, so pretty much similar.
I wouldn't recommend it. And now this latest injury was actually a legitimate trying to block a shot, and shouldn't have even tried it, so...
All right. I wanted to ask, among other things we were going to talk about, the NFL. If we can get Mike on, we'll talk a little more about the NFL. I'll hold on that subject, and we'll keep trying to call Mike Ditka. But let me ask you about this permit that was granted to Noble Energy in the Gulf of Mexico, the first permit since the BP oil spill. Then they lift the moratorium in November, and we talked about the need to obviously get oil here in our waters. What happened with this recent permit?
Well, they've been very slow in telling and explaining what they want because they don't know in terms of safety and contingency in case something like this happens again. And it's been a pretty what you would call political or bureaucratic process, which is just delay, delay, delay. And it was guilt by association, in all honesty, Steve, because the types of things that went wrong in the BP oil spill were things that happened due to some practices that most of the majors don't even follow. And yet they were all prohibited from drilling and have been since the spill. And then this week they did approve their first permit, which was to Noble Energy, which is actually a tieback to a BP platform. So it's the first guy's back.
What about
back.
Chevron and Exxon and all these other guys? I mean,
now they can't get a permit. They're working on, I don't know what they're making them do and go through to get these permits, but they have to show what they'll do if a similar incident occurs, how they can respond, how can they contain the spill, and they didn't have the types of things maybe we could have in place, but I think you could have done a lot better in terms of keeping programs moving and not putting these rigs parked on the side. And several have left. Many have stayed in anticipation of getting back to drilling, and this hopefully will encourage more to stay. But the operators, the oil companies, are paying them just to stand by, hoping that this will be resolved soon so they can start drilling. We need the oil. It's not getting any cheaper.
No, oh my gosh. When they left, where did they go?
They'll maybe Brazil. Brazil's got a very aggressive program down there. And then Mexico's been, they're behind and could always use a rig. And just wherever they get a contract for drilling. And the U.S. is still a desirable spot. So we're a good place to drill. It's easy. You know, I'm complaining about the government and the bureaucracy, but it's still the best place on the planet to work with the government, and no question about it. We're trying to keep it that way.
Yeah, right.
You know, it seems to be headed harder and harder, but we're still the best place to make money. And don't forget, one thing that our president should actually point out, I believe, is that the government makes a ton of money on these offshore oil wells. They get you know, 15% off the top. That's not of the profits. And so they make billions of dollars on this drilling. They did reduce the royalty, they call it, in deep water when Bill Clinton was president to offer incentives to keep drilling here in this country, which was a mistake. He went from 12-15% to nothing, and I think if he'd cut it in half, the government would still make a lot of money. I think that was actually one of the problems, which is there's no money to support oversight because they're not getting any money for the deep water drilling, and I think you need to add a little back maybe for a royalty, but that was a good encouraging sign that they did issue that permit, because we were expecting it to be months later. So,
well, I know that the price of gas at 3.5 headed toward 4, maybe north of that. People obviously aren't happy about it, and it's not, if we granted a whole bunch of permits, it doesn't mean anything would go down immediately. But I mean, this we talk about less dependency, Johnny, and what do we get? We're more dependent now.
Well, we are, and of course, the situation in the Middle East isn't making things any easier for us, because the speculation is, holy cow, we could lose instantly a producer, Libya, for example, of a million barrels a day, which is, you know, just one more nail in the coffin. And of course, there's a lot of there's actually still growing demand for oil globally, so we're in need of continuing our energy programs, and that includes non-oil, but right now we need oil. And it's a safe drilling offshore. I still say I like offshore drilling better than these windmills. I mean, look at the land they take up. Yeah. I mean, you can say they're clean, but ask the birds. I mean, they're getting hammered. So, well, everything's got a, you have to pay a price for anything you do.
It's it's funny. You think about those windmills and how slow they rotate, but they do pound on and kill a lot of migratory birds. And I'm and obviously, again, the land, but they're trying to do it in water too. I mean, they're trying to put these windmills out there. Very expensive, but there's all kinds of ways to do it. And I'm all for it. You're all for it. But the bottom line is, we're going to need oil for another 100 years or so, aren't we?
Well, there's always things. You make plastics. Burning oil is actually a bad idea, because it's such a valuable resource, and we burn a lot of it. But we think of all the things that come from oil. It's used in every aspect of our lives. So yeah, I think we'll have a demand for oil. And again, offshore, 100 miles, 1 mile down, drilling a hole is probably and it can be done with competence. And I think that's a good, safe way to get energy as well. Yeah. I think we have to do it all.
7:43. Half the team is with us. I did talk to Mike last night. He was good to go. We're having a hard time reaching Mike Ditka this morning. Brother Johnny, member of the National Academy of Sciences, top civil engineer in the world. friend of Mike, and friend of the shows ever since I've been on radio since 1979. Brother Johnny's been part of the broadcast schedule. 7:43, touching on the oil situation, the price of gasoline. You don't see it coming back, do you?
Well, the price going down?
Yeah.
I don't know why it would go down. So we've got a situation where we're just going to keep driving around. And again, using it for plastics, using it for cosmetics. Well, I don't know the list. You could probably get pages of things we do with oil, and it's definitely something that India and China are using more of, and I think oil is going to be around for a while. We have a big discovery in North Dakota that's real. It's not the easiest to get, but it's a huge reservoir.
And well, we can dig there, can't we dig there?
Yeah, we can.
Okay.
And they are.
All right.
We could move a little faster on that. I think, again, there's the government involvement, bureaucracy. They control a lot of those territories. And but they're up there, and it's another source of energy, and it's actually a pretty exciting find.
What do you think? What's the number as far as what's really going to impact the economy? $5 gas? $6 gas? And isn't there a tipping point, do you think?
Well, I think $5 is getting pretty scary right now. I think 4 is bad, but boy, it starts to get to $5 a gallon. See, if you are going to affect people's activities, and then we're not in good shape. We're basically temporarily out of money from place to place. We've got a cash flow problem. There's more money flowing out than there is flowing in. And so to spend it on gasoline right now, on top of everything else, obviously is going to be a strain.
Yeah.
So I think a $5 gallon scenario is going to start to become, I guess, news, big news. So that's a guess.
But it's possible, isn't it?
Yes, it is, absolutely. Mm. Sure.
Benefit Planning, going to be back with Brother Johnny in just a moment on 93.5, 95.3, the New Connect FM, where we have Cardinals spring training baseball. Tomorrow noon, Johnny, first broadcast that we're going to put on the radio with the St. Louis Cardinals.
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
Steve.
We're looking forward. John Rooney and Mike Shannon, live from Jupiter, Florida. And, of course, you missed your neighbor, Lon Tay, who got back from Jupiter, Florida. They broadcast with Jeremy. Tay and Jay broadcast in Jupiter last Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And did they have fun? They had Lou Brock in their studio down there. Unbelievable.
Is that right?
Unbelievable. God, man, why weren't we down there? What did we send Tay and Jay for crying out loud?
I wonder if Brock can steal second still.
Yeah.
I bet he can.
You know, you think about Lou Brock as a base stealer. The guy had 3,000 hits. I mean, what a hitter, too.
Well, you have to get on base or you can't steal anything.
Yes,
that was
right.
One of my problems.
Yeah.
I actually, you know, if I could get on base, I had a shot at stealing, but boy, I was a problem. I couldn't. You have to hit it.
That's right. This might be the first time since grade school Mike Ditka overslept, Johnny. That's
No way.
No
Steve.
Way.
No. I didn't oversleep. I didn't know what time it was.
Okay. Well, you were awake.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, we've been having a great talk about various things, and it's great to hear your voice.
Well,
you're in Chicago today.
Yeah, you're Chicago.
What are you talking about?
Well, we talked about oil, and we talked about drilling, and we talked about dependency and $5 a gallon gas.
Common sense. You're talking common sense. You can't do that, guys. You can't talk common sense.
All right. Speaking of which, how's the common sense going with the NFL labor? What are you hearing? They extended it till midnight tonight, right?
Well, they've got nowhere really so far, and you know it's the same thing. Yeah, I think they're willing to concede on a couple of things. I think the rookie thing they're willing to do. The money's a big thing, I think, right now. So I don't know that they're going to do anything right now. I'll be honest with you, it bothers me because I can't understand it really, you know, because it reeks of greed to me, on both sides. You got to give a little to get a little. There's a lot of money out there. There's a lot of people who are going to be very, very, very upset, a lot of disappointment if this season doesn't go through. Plus, you got all the sponsors. You got, I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, I just can't believe they're not going to do it. They may go through it.
If they do a lockout, Mike, do you think that it gets worse as far as the sides getting angrier and personal and emotional, all that stuff?
No, it gets personal. It really does. You know, and I've gone through, Steve, I was looking at the thing when they had all the lockouts and the strikes, and I was involved in basically, I was either a player or an assistant coach or head coach in all of them up until this time. So, I mean, it's pretty interesting, and it's not good for anybody. It really isn't. I mean, what do you gain? I mean, you know, and it's like somebody said the other day, when it was over, what do you really gain? I mean, you think you gain something, you know, there's principles involved, I'm sure. You say, well, the players, we got this. What do you really gain? Come on, there's enough out there to gain. Enjoy it. Go play football. Have fun.
The other thing is, I don't think there's just no parties getting taken to the cleaners here. Everybody's got a lot of benefits, a lot of money. And I'm sure there's improvements that can be made, but they're just not going to get a whole lot of support from either side. Is not going to get a whole lot of support from the fans. So it's bad. It's bad business. We've talked about it before. It's not like anyone's getting something taken away or cutting back. Everybody, we've got people upset about losing pay, losing benefits. That's a little different than just wanting more. And I agree with Mike.
Yeah.
It just strikes me as a little greedy.
You're 100% right. You're 100% right. Nobody's losing anything. You're right. You talk about the American working man. You talk about the state of Wisconsin, state of New Jersey. You talk about all these states where all the people are talking about this and that. I don't know. I'm just telling you, you're right right there. You hit right on the button.
Well, we'll see what happens. If they make anything happen, extend it, whatever happens tonight, they're talking about decertifying so they have a chance to not be locked out as an individual, so the union would reformulate after they get an agreement, all kinds of inner workings and the legal part of all of this. Let me shift to the state of Illinois, Mike. You might have heard that our Attorney General, Lisa Madigan, has asked the state police to release a list that would essentially publish for everyone to see on the internet who owns a gun and who doesn't own a gun at each house.
That's pretty tough now, right there. I don't think that's going to work, but I mean, you'll probably find a lot of law-abiding citizens that own a gun that are going to be on the list, and a lot of people do, who are not law-abiding citizens who own a gun who are on the list. So I mean, it's a great idea, I guess, but.
Yeah, Steve, I'll tell you though. Yeah, that you're going to get people looking up the internet to see if the if you're needing a gun, where to go to rob one, and B, if you just want jewelry. You know, that she may have actually hit on something that we can all agree on there. Because if whether you're a liberal or a conservative or a moderate, that may be about the most asinine thing I think anyone's ever come up with.
That's
good.
Hey, wouldn't you want to get a gun if you're on the list and your house doesn't have one? You're gonna.
I think you might want to give yours up if you've got one, or maybe get one if you don't. I think you see your goal, which is peace, but that's not going to get it. So let's try something else.
All right, in Wisconsin,
it's pretty good.
In Wisconsin, they've actually put a warrant out, I guess, for the 14 Democrats that are AWOL, and they're talking about cutting all these jobs because they won't talk about it and vote on it in Wisconsin. So all these people are going to lose their work as opposed to some of these concessions.
Yeah, I think it's just the wrong way to go about something. We have agreed on a process. If you don't agree on it, that's one thing. But then when your side loses, you just don't sabotage the process. I tried that once, Steve. I was doing PE, and I didn't like one of the rules, and I took the ball, and I sat in the middle of the gym. And just about everybody wanted to just beat the crap out of me. It was a terrible idea. And I realized that, you know what? Sometimes you've got to you make your point, and then people may not agree, and then you agree to go on, and that's how we maintain our civilization. And I think it's a bad move. I don't think they thought it through, and I think it's anti-democratic to have run away, which is just a way to manipulate the process. They need to vote on it. If people don't like it, and if a majority don't like it, they can change it back. That's how democracy works. So,
when I was 8 years old, I didn't like the sides came out in a ball game, so I took my bat and I home and I didn't play. And nobody could play because
I didn't like the team.
You had the only bat, so you took it home.
I had the only bat, which was only one. So we only have four senators or Democratic senators in Wisconsin, and that's it, or whatever happened.
Yeah.
But it's a shame. It really is, because I'm not against the Democrats, Republicans, anybody, but I, holy cow, does this make any sense at all? And I think if you look, it makes a lot of sense. Sit down, talk it out, do what you got to. I have to say one thing. These people are making this governor in Wisconsin the greatest hero in my eyes that I've ever seen.
Now he's standing up to him, isn't he? I mean,
he is standing up to him, I'll tell you.
Yeah, he's not bending. Yeah, we'll see what happens. Chris Christie has said he will not run. He said he's not ready and nothing would change his mind. I said that didn't stop Barack Obama about not being ready. He took advantage.
That got to do with anything.
Yeah. Being ready, is that a factor?
Yeah. Well, it's because right now he's the hot name out there from the standpoint of running in 12, but Barack Obama is going to be the man to beat. It's going to be very difficult with a $1 billion war chest to beat a guy who's an incumbent. There's no question about that.
Well, I'm a very good speaker, and he always sounds great to me when he speaks. So, yeah, he's very difficult, very good politician. I wish he did have a little more experience, because I think some of the things he's doing are just not working and are things we probably shouldn't have even tried. But, you know, there might be somebody out there, too, that'll come along and surprise you.
Yeah,
so.
I always like Newt Gingrich, but they probably won't let him win, will they?
That'd be rough. I mean, you never know, Steve. Yeah. You just never know.
That's too extreme. It won't happen.
All right. But, you know,
yeah.
What you're saying right now, you're talking about the president. He's the president of the United States. I think sometimes, you know, you may not like what's going on. If you didn't like it with Bush, you don't like it with this guy, you didn't like it with Clinton. But it is that office, and you got to respect that office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because this is the greatest country on earth. In my opinion, I'm just what I feel right now.
We'll pick up this conversation on Monday, guys. We're out of time. Mike, I appreciate it. Thank you.
I'm sorry I missed you earlier. I'm looking forward to it.